Nearest boats were 10 feet away. I saw the ladder boxes and grinned behind my croc teeth. I had guessed right. I threw my hands up, then down. A single firebomb arced out to shatter upon a boat. "Stop pumping, you goddamned idiots!" I yelled. The bomb was a dud. I did my act again. Second time had the charm. Fire splattered. In seconds, the river was aflame, except for a narrow strip around the barge. The trap was almost too good. The fire sucked most of the air away and heated what was left till it was almost unbearable. But the burning did not last long, thanks to the lack of enthusiasm of the oil pumpers. Fewer than half the attack wave succumbed, but the survivors had no stomach left for combat, especially after the Dolphin and Ballisti started knocking their boats apart. They headed for cover. Slowly, painfully, the Ballisti and dart throwers left their sting. A big, big howl went up over there. It took them a while to get the anger worked out. A rattle, clank, and slap of oars against water announced a second wave. I was laying for these guys, too. It was the third wave that would be the bitch, if they did not get it out of their systems right away. The third wave and that unknown quantity that One Eye had discovered were what worried me. The pirate boats were 100 feet from the barge when Goblin gave me the high sign. He had the needle teeth gathering in baffled thousands. The lead boats got close enough. I went into my dance. The Dolphin went down, shattering a very large wooden swamp boat. Every engine cut loose. Firebombs and javelins flew. The idea was to get some wounded pirates into the water with the needle teeth. Some got. The river went mad. Half the pirate boats were hides stretched on wooden frames. Those did not last at all. Wooden boats fared better, but only the heaviest withstood repeated strikes, and even they were at the mercy of the panic of the men aboard. The smartest and quickest pirates charged the barge, if they could get aboard and take control, but that was the chance I wanted them to see. They had come prepared with ladders that had planks fixed to their backs. Thrown up on our mantlets and nailed into place, the ladder backing would protect pirate arms and legs from the stabbing gnar. Except that I had had the gnar driving spikes and sharpened wooden slats through the cracks between the mantlet timbers. Those made it hard to put the ladders up. Cletus and his brothers smashed several boats before the pirates discovered what wonderful hand and footholds the spikes made. The gnar had instructions to leave them alone as long as they did nothing but hang there. Their presence would discourage sniping by their brothers and fathers and cousins. It took a while, but silence came to the night and stillness to the river. The wreckage drifted off to pile up against the boom. My men sat down to rest. One Eye pulled his pink lights out of the sky. He, Goblin, Frogface, my squad leaders, Mogaba, and, lo, the barge's master, joined me for a powwow. The latter suggested we up anchor and roll. "How long have we been here?" I asked.
2 hours, Goblin said.
"We'll let it rest a while." The convoy was supposed to have fallen back till it was an estimated 8 hours behind, the theory being that if they overtook us because we were in action, they would arrive with the pirates